Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Republican presidential hopeful Marco Rubio doing a bit of glad-handing today at a polling site in Salem, New Hampshire, as voters turned out to cast their ballots in the nation's first primary of 2016. Rubio saying no matter what happens, he is energized about his campaign at the moment.
I'm feeling great. We really are seeing a lot of energy, a lot of people coming into the office last night just to volunteer at the last second, so we feel great.
Also keeping a close eye on results in the state today, Donald Trump, who's hoping for his first electoral win, along with Jeb Bush, John Kasich, Chris Christie, and Ted Cruz. Interestingly, a large number of voters were going into today's primary undecided, according to recent poll numbers. Making final stops in New Hampshire this afternoon, Ted Cruz was brushing off vulgar remarks that a Donald Trump supporter made last night about him and that Trump then repeated. NPR's Jessica Taylor has that story.
Ted Cruz was optimistic as he arrived at the iconic Red Arrow Diner in downtown Manchester this afternoon. He told reporters waiting outside that the crude language directed at him from last night's Donald Trump rally didn't bother him.
My focus is going to be on record. Listen, there is a reason Donald Trump engages in profane insults because he can't defend his own record.
Expectations aren't as high for Cruz here in the Granite State as they were last week in Iowa. But he's been making a play for libertarian-leaning former Rand Paul supporters in the closing days and could still finish surprisingly strong. Jessica Taylor, NPR News, Manchester, New Hampshire.
The leader of U.S. intelligence efforts says Iran remains the top state sponsor of terrorism. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports James Clapper testified on Capitol Hill today, delivering an annual assessment of the top dangers facing the U.S.
Intelligence Director Clapper told senators that Iran exerts influence in crises across the Middle East, from Yemen to Iraq to Syria, and that Iran's security services are keen to demonstrate their ambitions have not been altered by last year's nuclear deal. U.S. spy agencies believe that Iran is so far adhering to that deal and that it has extended the amount of time Iran would need to produce fissile material for a nuclear weapon from a few months to about a year. But Clapper added that Iran's supreme leader, Khamenei, continues to view the U.S. as a major threat and, quote, "we assess that his views will not change." Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
The post office had a better-than-expected holiday shipping season, which helped to boost profits. USPS is reporting a profit of more than $300 million during the October through December quarter. That's compared to a $750 million loss for the previous year. Much of the increase in profits due to a 16% rise in package volume. Stocks closed lower, though the market was well off its earlier session lows, the Dow closing down 12 points today at 16,014. The NASDAQ was down 14 points. The S&P 500 closed down a point today. You're listening to NPR. New York City is set to become the first major city to have its Commission on Human Rights to help unauthorized immigrants apply for crime victim visas. NPR's Hansi Luong reports the visas offer legal status to victims of human trafficking, sexual assault, and other crimes.
Crime victims who are in the U.S. illegally can apply for the U or T visa if they help in the investigation. They also need a law enforcement officer or a government official to certify they suffered from a crime and cooperated with investigators. Many applicants have had difficulty getting police departments and other agencies to sign off. Under the proposed policy, New York City's Commission on Human Rights could also certify an application, though it would still need final approval from federal immigration officials. There's currently a backlog of tens of thousands of U and T visa applications. Hansi Luong, NPR News, New York.
Jubilant fans in Denver welcoming back their conquering hometown heroes, the Super Bowl winning Denver Broncos, with a parade in the Mile High City today. Players rode atop fire trucks along the parade route packed with fans. Super Bowl 50 MVP Von Miller said, thrilling as it was, he could not have done it alone.
It's great, but I didn't get here by myself. I got great teammates.
Broncos defeated the Carolina Panthers this past Sunday, 24-10. At the head of the parade, along with Miller and quarterback Peyton Manning, was Annabelle Bolin. She's the wife of ailing team owner Pat Bolin. She held the Lombardi Trophy today. Further declines in oil prices, with crude oil futures prices falling $1.75 a barrel today to end the session at $27.94 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.